You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter Bill Ladson. And Bill, the Nationals 9-3 heading into Tuesday's game in Miami. Back-to-back losses for the first time this season, but obviously that's going to happen at some point during the season, especially when you run into a guy like Jose Fernandez in Miami. Now, they had some chances early against Fernandez on Monday night. They must have been kind of kicking themselves after the game about a few missed opportunities early on, because then he settled down and was pretty good later in the game.
Yeah, it's about consistency, Tim. You know, they have their chances in the early innings, and I just think that they have to find a way, or this is going to haunt them later on. They're going to have to stop striking out. That was a problem last year. And if they can be consistent, I think they'll be fine. But, I mean, it's got to be from the first batter to the last one. I mean, it's got to be more consistency. Bryce Harper can't do it all.
He's certainly trying, though, Bill, isn't he?
Harper. No, yes, he is. No doubt about it, he is. And it's amazing to watch him do what he's done. But he can't do it alone. I mean, they're going to go all the way this year. They need everyone to be consistent. And so far, Harper and the pitching staff have been consistent, but I can't sit here and say the offense overall has not been consistent.
Yeah, Harper is certainly red hot, named co-National League Player of the Week along with Nolan Arenado for last week. He actually homered in his last four games of the week. He also put himself in some rare company as far as Philadelphia goes. He homered in six straight games in Philadelphia now. Ernie Banks, the only other visiting player to do that, Bill. I know he was the National League MVP a year ago, and he was unbelievable all year long. Were there times last year when he was as locked in as he is right now?
You know, I think it's even as far as, you know, what Harper has done. I mean, the amazing part to me is that he doesn't strike out the way he used to. And the guy's on-base percentage is extremely high. I mean, it's almost to the point where you're almost comparing him to Barry Bonds now. And I got to tell you, it's fun to watch. The thing that's shocking me the most is that pitchers are pitching to him. And it's obvious to me that since the offense is inconsistent, I think they shouldn't even pitch to, you know, Bryce Harper. You know, let Ryan Zimmerman, Jason Worth, let them beat them. And, you know, I think they'll be okay. I mean, I'm surprised they're pitching with Bryce Harper, to be honest with you, after what he's done, especially the Phillies pitchers. I don't know what the thinking is there.
Yeah, you'd think he'd be getting the Bonds treatment at this point, where anytime there's a base open, just put this guy on base. Bill, we talked a couple weeks ago, I think, about being a little concerned about Gio Gonzalez when he would finally get his start and if he'd be consistent and around the strike zone, because in the past he's had command issues and he hadn't made that start yet. And apparently there was nothing to worry about, because Gio has come out and been fantastic. Six scoreless innings last time out, first time out, and two great starts from Gio. What have you seen as far as the command and how he's been able to put together back-to-back great starts?
Well, I think there was worry during his spring training, because he had walked 11 batters in eight innings, and I think that was a problem, and that's why he became the fifth starter. And all of a sudden, you know, he had to wait 2 weeks after the season started, to, you know, to get his time to throw on the mound. And I think he figured something out. I think he knew he had to throw strikes, and also pick up the pace a little bit as he was pitching. So that was the main thing Mike Maddux told him to do, just pick up the pace, which he has done. And he hasn't given up a run yet, and that's good to see. I'm seeing the old Gio from 2012.
Yeah, back when he was a front-of-the-line type guy. If he can do that, look out as far as this Nationals team goes. We were talking about Harper and how good he's been and how clutch he's been, and he was clutch on Sunday, top of the 10th inning, comes through with a homer to put the team up. But then they lose it in the bottom of the 10th. Jonathan Papelbon, first blown save of the year. He had been 5-for-5 despite a few white-knuckle efforts. A lot, Bill, has been made of his velocity decreasing over the last few years. any concern from you about Papelbon long-term this season, or do you think, despite the lower velocity, he's still going to be able to get it done?
I think he's going to get it done. I mean, my concern was, you know, he's getting up there in age now. He's 35 years old, 36. And I'm just telling you, it was the age factor. I was not worried about how he was going to get along with Bryce Harper. It was just a matter of, you know, how long, you know, what does he have left? And so far, I think he's done a great job. And just the one game against the Philadelphia Phillies, I think everything is going to be fine with Papelbon. He's the last of my worries. I think he's going to be fine. I don't think it matters with him, his velocity. I think it's going to be a matter of location. And so far, the location has been there.
Yeah, and that's something that he's always had, that he's really been strong with throughout his career, is pinpoint control with that fastball. Well, Bill, I know you had a chance this week to sit down with Joe Ross a little bit and talk to him, so we're going to take a listen to some of that interview to close out the podcast.
You got it.
What have you learned from last year? You came up surprisingly early last year, and you did well until the end, but what did you learn from last year?
I mean, just kind of trust your stuff. You know, don't try and do too much. You know, now that I got called up, you know, don't try and change how I pitch. Just go out and just try and execute pitches. And I think, you know, staying within myself is the best advice to give. And you know, just trust the process and trust everything you're doing, and you'll be all right.
Not only are you having a good year on the mound, but you can hit too. Talk about your hitting. Where'd you learn how to hit?
I was always a position player growing up, so. You know, I always liked hitting. I still enjoy hitting. I wouldn't say that I'm a good hitter still. I just don't look as terrible, you know, as some guys. But you know, I take pride in trying to be able to hit. And I've hit. You know, I couldn't tell you how many times with my dad. You know, growing up, that's all we do. And then kind of transformed into being a pitcher. So I think that kind of paid off in the long run. But. Yeah, you know, still working. We have a little competition between all of us, and so whenever I can, you know, get a base hit and help myself out, you know, I'll take it.
Dusty Baker thinks you're a good hitter. He bragged about how you had a 10-pitch at bat in the first inning in Friday's game, and that was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I was just I think I went 0-2, you know, within the first two pitches, and then after that, it's just kind of fighting pitches off. At that point, it's kind of just trying to put the ball in play and. Maybe get a hit, make them make an error, some force contact. But yeah, I mean, fouled off some pitches and then got a fastball and just kind of snuck it down the third baseline for a double. And yeah, you know, it was fun at bat. It was funny, you know, getting that before I even got back out on the mound. So you know, that those runs early in the game were pretty big.
You have a great rotation, 1.98 going into Sunday's action. How amazing is this rotation?
I mean, we've been really good. I expected, you know, even spring training from the start that, you know, we'd pitch and do really well. I think it's just guys have been, you know, staying healthy and sticking to their game plans and attacking hitters. And, you know, we've been lucky enough to have, I don't know how many runs per game, but it's, you know, the run support has been there and it's been early. And I think that kind of gives us a little bit extra confidence, you know, going out there and pitching and you know, getting outs.
First year under Dusty Baker, the team is doing very well. What's it like to work for Dusty Baker?
He's awesome. He definitely keeps it loose. You know, he knows how to relate to the players, and everyone gets along with him pretty well. But he also knows what he's talking about. So, you know, it's fun in games, but then when it's time, you know, to go to work, you know, it's time to get down to business. I think he does a good job balancing both. You know, I think we've responded well as a team to him, you know, just with the first 10 or so games of the year. And, you know, hopefully I think that should continue throughout the rest of the year and hopefully translate into a good season for us.
You also have a brother in this league, an older brother, and he's doing well himself. Talk about how much Tyson Ross has helped you.
He's helped me a lot. He, you know, growing up was always that one to kind of stay on top of me, you know, make sure I'm, you know, keeping up with all my stuff. You know, my dad was always one of my coach growing up, you know, all the way up until high school. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Tyson kind of took over and and in a way that I see how he works in the offseason, and I see everything that he does. And, you know, before my first year of pro ball, like, I feel like I kind of had in my own head what it should look like, what I should be doing,
right,
something like that. So he kind of, you know, paved the way for me, you know. And then, you know, it's been fun almost competing with him. I wouldn't say, you know, we have competition going on, but, mm-hmm. you know, he's always been doing well, and I try and keep up, and I try and, you know, do a little bit better than he does, you know, game after game. So I think it's been good that, you know, we push each other a little bit, and it's a little, you know, friendly competition, I guess.
That was Bill Ladson sitting down with Joe Ross last week talking about the Nationals pitching staff. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.